Jordan's largest refugee camp, Zaatari, is home to nearly 85,000 Syrians. The strong winds, rain, and snow has had a big impact on the residents of the camp, making their daily lives even harder. Fada is a refugee from Damascus, Syria's capital. Her tent and that of many others collapsed under the weight of the heavy snow.
When the strong wind came, we felt like our tent was going to fly away. We had to leave our tent and just walked off. How could anybody stay under a collapsed tent?
Heavy rain and melting snow have caused flooding to many areas, damaging belongings and turning streets into quagmires of water and freezing mud. Shadi, a Syrian refugee from Ghouta in rural Damascus, lost everything he owned.
My children were inside the tent. We were all sleeping. Even though we knew about the upcoming storm, we had nowhere to go. Our neighbors have caravans, but we did not want to bother them. But when our tent collapsed, they all came to help us. Most of the tents around here were destroyed. Even though we got help, our belongings were stuck inside our tent. They are still underneath. We could not save our mattresses, our blankets, and our clothes.
UNHCR has established several shelters in advance for those with nowhere to go. These shelters are equipped with heaters, mattresses, and blankets. Food and water is also provided. Nasreddin Tuaibia is the agency's public information officer.
Being in a camp is already not a comfortable situation. So if you add to it this extreme weather and all these strong winds and the rain and the snow, the situation here is pretty bad. The winter is not making it easier for our refugees. And as you can see, the area is muddy. Some parts of the camp are flooded. So this storm has a big impact on our refugees, and it's making their day-to-day activities even harder.
Some 600 refugees have found temporary safety in the shelters. UNHCR teams are assessing the damage to individual tents and carrying out repairs as well as replacing the equipment. Meanwhile, with the poor weather expected to continue, displaced families will remain put until the storms have passed. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.